you start out with a blueprint. It started out with a vision. I grew up with my daddy standing out here in the middle of a field with his hands lifted praying, and the Lord downloaded a vision and a plan in his heart and his mind. And then he got with an architect, and the architect drew the plan. Here is the plan. It's tattered, it's raggedy, it is everything. You have the first initial plan, you've got the front elevation, you've got the electrical plan, the plumbing plan. You have everything planned and designed because a blueprint is necessary to build. You can go back to the camera. Somebody say, why? I'm so glad you asked. Number one, having a blueprint ensures that everyone involved in the process and in the construction has a clear, everybody say clear, and a detailed plan. Why? It minimizes confusion and mistakes. You're going to find that you will make a lot less mistakes in your life if you have a blueprint for your life. If you have details, my wife loves lists. She loves details. I love to just fly by the seat of my pants. If the feeling hits me, I do it. If it don't, I don't. She has a list. And she goes down the list whether she feels like it or not. And you know what? When you do that, you get more accomplished. And you feel better about your day. And you feel better about your life. And you feel better. You need a plan for your marriage. You need a plan for your finances. You need a plan for your children. I want to tell you this morning, God has a plan for you. He said in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. They're plans for good and not evil, to give you hope and an expected end. Number two, a blueprint helps you with budgeting and cost estimation so that you can accurately measure the materials and the labor. You don't just show up and the guys show up and you go, hey, build me a house. How big? What's the square footage? What's the height? What's the pitch of the roof? Just do whatever you want to. You're going to have confusion. You're going to have one guy over here building 8-foot walls and somebody over here building 10-foot walls. You're going to have somebody back here putting on a 4-12 pitch and somebody over here putting on a 12-12. You need a plan so that everyone is on the same plan. We need a plan for the church. What is our plan for the Lord's house? Reach, restore, train, and send. That is our plan. That is our blueprint. And everything else we do falls within those four categories. If we're going to do something, if we're not reaching nobody, restoring nobody, training anybody, and sending anybody out to do the work, I don't want to do it. There's a lot of good things that are not God things. Luke chapter 14, verse number 27. And if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. But don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first calculating the cost to see if there's enough money to finish it? Otherwise, you might complete only the foundation before running out of money, and then everyone will laugh at you. They would say, there's the person who started the building and couldn't afford to finish it. Jesus said, before you follow me, before you say, yes, Lord, I want to be your disciple, before you take up your cross, amen, you better count the cost. Because there is a cost to following Jesus. You're going to have to give up your own will, your own plan, your own desires. You're going to have to give up a lot to persevere and do what God's called you to do. But guess what? The moment you say yes and take up your cross, He is right there with you to help you bear it, because my burden is easy and my burden is light. Why? Because He helps you. But before you pick it up, you better count the cost. You have a blueprint, you count the cost, and then it makes it easier to comply with building codes. You got to know the code. You got to know, because there's going to be inspectors. I hate to tell you, we have an inspector. He's looking at your life. He's checking you out. And there's some folks with a red tag. Pastor, what's a red tag? It means you failed. What are we all looking for? Green tag. We're looking for that green tag that says passed. Hey, that says you're good to go. You're good to go to the next step. It's good to have inspections. It's good to inspect your life. It's good to look before you move on and make sure you're not covering up mistakes. You got to ensure that the house is safe and legally sound. Can I tell you today? We have a blueprint for life. We have a blueprint for raising children. We have a blueprint for marriage. We have a blueprint for finances. It's called the Bible. It's called the Word of God. It is what we base our life upon. And if we will build our life according to God's Word, if we'll build our life according to the plan, then you're going to get to the end and get a green tag. But if you just build the way you want to, oh, well, I don't like that plan. I don't like that. I don't like that scripture. I don't like that command. I don't like that thou shalt not kill stuff. I don't like that thou shalt not steal stuff. Listen, if you don't go by the plan, you're not getting a green tag. A lot of us have failed because we didn't go by the plan. But guess what? You can always come back to the plan. Now, it'll cost you. Every one of these builders can tell you, people have built stuff wrong. They didn't go by the plan. They got off. The measurements got off. And guess what? They had to redo it. It cost somebody. Somebody had to pay. When your life gets off the plan, you make mistakes. You're not square. You're out of level. See, I'm level. Do you know how I know I'm level? My bubble's in the middle. You know how a level, the bubble's got to be in the middle? Come on now. That's what the cruising will do right there. That's them 10 o'clock pizza runs. Come on, the Word of God is our blueprint. So, number one, we need a plan. You got to get a plan in your heart. Get a plan for your family. Get a plan. Get a blueprint. Okay? Don't start building without a blueprint and counting the cost. Get a cost estimation. What's this going to cost? Because you know what? You got to go to the bank and you say, I want to borrow some money for my house. And they're going to say, how much? And you're going to go, somewhere between $100 and $1 million. And they're going to go, no, we need a number. So you get a number, you get a cost estimation, and then you have to go according to the plan. These builders, Pastor Elias, he's a builder. He has this all the time. Here's what people do, and we're all like this. Oh, I'm on a budget. I'm on a budget. Come on, I just need this much. I need this. I need this. Okay, I'm going to pick out this material. I pick out this tile. I pick out this shower. I pick out this appliance. And he goes, okay, that'll be that much. And they plan the budget. They borrowed the money. And then they get to it and they pick out a refrigerator that's $1,000 more than the budget. And then they pick out tile that costs more than the budget. And then they pick out something else in this. And you gave me an allowance of $100 for a chandelier, but I want a $1,000 chandelier. And then they get to the end and wonder why they ran out of money. You've got to go by the plan. And if you want to go up, it's okay. Just make sure you got the money. Are you going to run out? Now, Y'all realize we got to get the building here quick, don't we? So, let's talk about it. Got to have a blueprint, you got to have a plan, and you've got to have a firm foundation. All starts, everything begins with a foundation. You start with the dirt work. You're going to bring in Red Select, that good clay that's going to pack hard, and they're going to run that tractor over and over it. They're going to set up the forms. They're going to shoot the lines. They're going to make sure that it's level, and then they're going to build the forms. Now, most foundations now are concrete. Now, depending on the size, the height, everything is going to depend on how thick the concrete needs to be, how thick the forms, how big of steel that you put in it, because you got to make sure your foundation can carry the load of your building. There's a lot of folks trying to build a tall building on a shallow foundation, and they wonder why it cracks. Anybody know somebody with a crack? Guess we all have. Let's get back to the foundation. You people, what am I going to do with y'all? We all have cracks in the foundation. And it's when you put something too heavy on what you built. You know what? A driveway, we're going to use a 2x4. But a foundation, we're going to use a 2x6. And we're going to dig forms deep. And sometimes you're going to put beams across where load-bearing walls are. You must have a solid foundation if you want to build. There's much deeper and stronger foundations for high-rises than they are for single-story homes. See, you got to have a plan. You don't just throw up something and then your foundation cracks and crumbles. Amen? So we got to have a foundation. Why? First, the foundation provides stability and support for the entire structure. How many want stability in your life? How many wants? I want to be able to hold up what God does in me. Oh, God wants to build something amazing. God wants to build something for the world to see. Right now, Tyler is building a new courthouse. It's going to be awesome. It's beautiful. But you know what? Me and Paul, we drove by there when they were first starting, and the hole that they were digging was unreal. What are they doing? I mean, there were a couple of stories down in the ground. Concrete after concrete, pillar after pillar after that. And I mean, they spend forever on the foundation. And then all of a sudden, you look at that thing, it is massive. It is tall. It's going to be heavy. And you realize, now I see why they went so deep with the foundation, because they were planning on going so high with the building. Sometimes it seems like forever God's working on you and the foundation. And you're like, are we ever going to build anything? We're just digging dirt. We're just pouring concrete. We're just pouring slab. But, you know, isn't it amazing how you watch a road? Oh, my goodness. They take forever on the foundation, and then they lay the asphalt in one day. Why did that road take years? Because the foundation is the most important part. Because if that ground shifts, if it moves, everything cracks. So you, first of all, you got to make sure you have stability and support. You've got to ensure that it can bear the load. You've got to help protect the building from moisture and soil movement. You don't want there to be any movement, because any movement causes cracks. Everybody's seen foundation cracks, your brick cracks, your ceiling cracks. What does all that mean? It means the foundation. Sometimes you see people, you see, you look at them, how they act, how they're doing, whatever, and you can see cracks in their life, and you're going to wonder what happened. I can tell you what happened. Their foundation shifted. They didn't have a solid foundation. Their belief system, their core beliefs, their planning, their blueprint was not sufficient, or they didn't go by it. And now the sheetrock's cracked inside, and they call Paul, and it's his fault. It's the Tate and Better's fault. No, your foundation shifted. It's important that we make sure we can hold up the weight. And then the last thing is on the foundation is that it's a barrier. It's a moisture barrier. And it can help the heating and the cooling. And you know what? We had a little moisture issue here at the church in my office. And we put siphon floor down and it would just come up. Glue just came right up through. There was something. There was some moisture underneath. And it caused us all kind of problems. And so we finally had to take all that up, clean it up, and put something that could breathe. Because we know it's probably the water table is running under and it was causing problems. You need to know that. Oh, that's the soil test. That's the moisture test. You know what? It's important for your foundation. Now, let's get to working. I'm going to ask. I think I need Brother Johnny for this. Come on up here, Brother Johnny. I need you. He's our expert. He's been building houses, building cabinets. Luke. He might need help in a minute. You say, how good a builder, how good a framer, how good a cabinet maker, how good a sawer is he? Well, look at that hand right there. You can tell. Accidents happen. I'll never forget the day I had to go to the hospital to see him, and he had nailed his two fingers together. That happened. So please don't do that today. Yeah. So first of all, how important is the...
Oh, it's very important.
But now, because, I mean, look at this right here. Let me make sure this is on. Make sure that's on, Luke. Chrissy. Okay, there you go. What? Does this make any sense right here to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it does.
It's just wood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just wood. So without a plan, for you, everybody's looking at here, what is this? It's wood.
Mm-hmm.
But with the right plan, it can be something more. Okay? So what we want to do is, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'll just show you. So right up here, look what we're going to do. Here's the plan. Look here.
There it is.
There's the blueprint. So do you think you can look at that blueprint and just build a foundation?
Sure.
Yeah. Because right there it tells you that it's 3 foot wide, 2 foot deep. It's the columns are going to be, or the floor joists are going to be on 9-inch centers. Now, don't check my math.
Yeah.
Okay, so
about nine.
So if we were building, we're going to build a pier and beam house, okay? We're going to do a wood foundation. Whether we're building foundation, whether we're building walls, whether we're putting up ceiling joists or whatever, talk to me about centers. How does it need to be? If we're building this floor, how wide does it need to be apart?
That depends. But apparently 9 inches, I suppose.
On this one, but
that's
on a real house.
On the plan, yeah.
On a real house.
Yeah, 16-inch on center.
16-inch centers, okay? Now, let me ask you a question. If I take these, the plan is 16-inch centers, but I want to save some money. Anybody like to save money?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to spread it out to 24-inch centers, what does that do?
It'll be too weak, yeah.
Oh, it would be too weak.
Yeah.
So the further I get apart, the weaker I get.
That's right.
So if I get closer to Jesus, do I get stronger or weaker?
You get stronger.
Oh, if I get closer to people, do I get stronger or weaker?
You get stronger.
Yeah, but husband and wife, if they do like
close.
This, what happens?
It don't work.
Oh, but if they get closer...
gets better.
Yeah. And what if they're right here side by side?
That's extra strong.
Oh, how about like that? Oh,
that
well.
That works too.
That's for the love month. We don't talk about that. So, here we are. I'm trying to build a house here. So, we're going to build. So the closer, you've got to have a plan. You've got to know. I tell you what, you ever walked across the floor and there been a weak spot? Somebody didn't do something right. Now, in my house, my whole little hallway, you got to know where to walk. Because water leaked in between and rotted out the subfloor. And I've been telling my wife I was going to fix it. It's been like 2 years, but I'm going to fix it someday.
You can bring this up to the house.
I could bring it right here. Put it on there. Okay, so we got floor joints. We're going to put the perimeter, and then we got to put it all together. So look here, I'm going to let you just go with the plan. I'll let you put all that together. Look here, I even got you a new nail gun. You got the plan right there. Yeah, so I'm going to let you work on that. Do you need help? You need Luke to come help you hold anything?
Absolutely.
Daniel, he's a good carpenter. Come help your daddy hold this together tight. He's going to work on that, and then we're going to talk about something. Now, foundation. Everybody say, I want my foundation to be strong. Listen, God has a plan for your life. Okay? Now, He also has master builders. He has people that have had experience. He has people that know what they're doing. He knows people that can put it together. God will put people in your life, pastors. He will put friends. He'll put co-workers in your life. And some will make you stronger and some will make you weaker. Yeah. And I tell you what, are you noticing something here? Did you know the Bible said two are better than one? You know what? You can build by yourself. Yesterday, I was setting up the table with this tablecloth here, and it's stretchy. And I stretched it on this end, and then I went on the other end. Are you through?
Are you ready for this?
Not yet. My goodness, these gentlemen, y'all just hang on, hang on. We'll fix it to get to it. Look here. Here's the foundation. Now, let's see if I can stand on it. I think we have a problem. Something's missing, isn't it? I'm going to talk to you about this. Did you know that every single prophecy from the beginning of time, after man sinned and failed, God began to say, there's coming one whose heel will bruise your head. Every prophecy in the Bible was pointing to Messiah. Every prophecy, amen, identified. Every prophecy came. Isaiah said, he's going to be a sheep. Amen. He's going to be led to slaughter. He's going to be wounded for your transgressions, bruised. You see, every prophecy in the Bible pointing toward Messiah was part of the foundation. But it was not complete. You see the Ten Commandments? Were a part of the foundation, but it was not complete. It wasn't complete until Jesus came. And because of Jesus. Now, throw that up there, and I'm going to talk about something real quick. Now, let's hide it. Let's put that like that right there. Here we go. Now, let me ask you a question. Could this be out of square? It could be out of square. But if you have something, two sides that are square, and you adjust it and you call it squaring it up, and then you tighten it. Now let's talk about these nails here. Isn't it amazing how three nails built the whole foundation for salvation? But guess what? You got to have a nail gun. You got to have something that applies pressure. If the power of God, the Spirit of God, when God said, let there be light, the Spirit of God, the nail gun, put the nails in the gun, and the power of God, God's Word spoke it, and the Holy Spirit, pow, brought light. You've got to have something that'll hold your life together. Those three nails, that blood that ran down that cross, those nails that nailed him, when you apply them to your life, when the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and boom, all of a sudden something now that was loose, something that was parts, pieces, now becomes whole. And let me read you. Thank you, Brother Johnny. Come on, give Brother Johnny a hand clap. Now, something that was made, it was a part, now becomes whole. And let me read you this scripture. Good job. 1 Corinthians 3:10. Because of God's grace to me. Everybody say, thank God for grace. I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others have builded on it. But whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful. Because there is no other foundation that has been laid than the one we already have, and the foundation that we build our life upon is Jesus Christ. Now, once you have the foundation in your life, once all the prophecies, once all the prayers, once all the faith comes together, and the power of God has nailed you together. He paid the price for your foundation. He settled it a long time ago. Now all you have to do is stand on it. You see, I don't have to do anything for my salvation except stand on the salvation that Jesus paid for. Jesus built the foundation. Salvation has been paid for. Now all I have to do is just stand on it. I'm standing on the promises of God. I don't care what you say about me. I'm saved. I'm standing on a solid foundation. No, I didn't build the foundation. Jesus did. He paid the price. He gave his life. He rose from the dead. And he said, all I have to do is believe. Confess him as my Lord and Savior. Now, I can stand over here and I can look at this foundation. I can talk about the foundation. I can read about the foundation. I can come to church every Sunday and watch other people stand on the foundation, but until I step up on the foundation, I'm not saved. I know about it. I can have head knowledge, but no heart knowledge. I haven't experienced it. But once I put my faith in Jesus Christ and say, Jesus, you paid the price. I'm a sinner. You died for my sins. I confess my sins, and I ask you to forgive me of my sins. Now, I'm going to believe your word, believe the prophecies, believe that you are a solid foundation, and now I'm just going to stand upon your word, trust. Now, here's the deal about standing on the foundation. If you don't trust it, you're not going to stand on it. I could ask any of you in this house today, stand on this foundation, and you'd hop right on it. But I could take this and put it up on top of the roof, and very few of you would climb up there and stand on it. It's amazing. You put a 2x4, put that 2x4 on the floor, we could all walk across it. But guess what? I ain't walking across that one. You know why? Because I built it. And I know it's not stable. There's a lot of us, we know our life, and we know our thought process, and we know our belief system, and we know what kind of material we put into the foundation. And that's why you see a lot of folks, they're not standing on it. They're like, no, I built it. I know that's not safe. You know what you got to do? You got to go back and rebuild your foundation strong. Put your foundation on Jesus Christ. Stand on him and him alone. Come on, let's wrap this thing up. Y'all ready? We're standing on the foundation. Now, anyone who builds on that foundation... Oh, let me go back. I got to read this again. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. He's our foundation. Now, We are all builders. Every person in here is a builder. And you get to build on this foundation. Pastor, what am I going to use? It's up to you. Let's listen. Anyone who builds on that foundation may use a variety of materials. Gold, silver, jewels, wood, hay, or straw. But on the judgment day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value. If the work survives, the builder will receive a reward. But if the work is burned up, the builder will suffer great loss. The builder will be saved. It's all about my salvation. I'm standing on the foundation of Jesus. I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. But what I do in my life, the works that I do, the kind of building I make, God's going to test it. He already tested the foundation. It's strong and sure. But what you build on it is up to you. The attitude you build with, the intentions you build with, the motivation you have, God knows it all. If the work survives, the builder will receive it. Or if it doesn't, it'll be burned up. The builder will be saved. But like some, barely escaping through a wall of flame. I don't want to get there like that. Amen? So what are you building? Now, we're going to spend the next few weeks building on this foundation. I'm not going to tell you how many stories it is. We're going to decide. We'll figure out what it looks like. We're going to build walls. We're going to put a roof on it. We're going to do electrical. We're going to do plumbing. It's going to be some fun lessons. And we're going to learn some things. But it all starts on the foundation. What is your foundation built of? What are you counting on in life? What are you standing on? Sand? As we went to the beach, you stand right on the edge of the beach right there, and it feels solid. It's firm. And then the water comes up and goes under your feet and goes back out, and you just start sinking. There's so many people that build their life on sinking sand. There's people that build their house out of hay, wood, and stubble. They build their house out of straw and wood, and guess what? When the big bad wolf comes and he huffs and he puffs, what does he do? Blows your house down. But I'm not afraid about the big bad wolf. What I want to do is build something solid, because he said I can build with gold and silver and stones. And guess what happens? When you put the fire to that, all it does is purify it. It gets stronger. But if you build out of wood, hay, and straw, it'll burn up. So let's check our materials. I want good quality material. I want good intentions. I want to do things out of a pure heart. I don't want to stand here and worship, because there's two ways to worship. Lord, I love you. Lord, thank you for everything you've given me. I'm not worthy of your grace, but thank you that you pour your grace out on me. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. I love you. Thank you for helping me through this week. You worship like that, you're building with gold and silver and precious stones. Or you can worship like this. I wonder if they're watching me. Did they see my hands up? Yeah. I hope they see how holy I am. Oh, did they see that $100 bill I put in the offering? Oh. Ooh, I can't wait to get to Outback. I'm going to eat me a big old steak. Ooh, Lord. I wish that preacher hurry up. It's time to eat. Now, both people standing. Both people got their hands up. But the motivation is totally different. And guess what? None of us know it. But God does. So yeah, you're building. But is that going to stand the test of fire? You're giving, you're serving, you're loving, you're ministering. Come on, build it out of sincere love. check your materials every now and then. Go, am I getting inferior? Did I buy some cheap lumber? You know, if it's going to be ground contact, make sure it's treated. Come on, don't do a bit of regular stuff under a house where it's going to touch the moisture and rot in a few years. Well, ain't no big deal to me. It'll be out of warranty by then. Come on, if you're doing something for somebody, do the best. Build something that's going to last them forever. Build something that's going to outlive you. That's what we're doing with our children. With my kids, I want to build in them wood that is strong if it touches dirt. I want to build some gold. I want to build some silver. I want to put some precious stones. I want to build something that is going to outlast me, and they're going to be better and do better than I did. Y'all know I could preach all day on the foundation, but we got to go. Because I was talking about that steak and made me hungry. No. Come on, what is our foundation built on? Jesus Christ. He is the firm foundation. Today, what's your life built on? How big do you want to build? How tall do you want to go up? How awesome do you want to be? What kind of rewards do you want to receive in heaven? Come on, it's all what you're going to put on this. Thank God for Jesus. He paid the price for my salvation. I don't have to worry about that. All I got to do is stand on it. My faith is secure. My salvation is firm. Thank God the builder's going to be saved. But now my building, all of it might not go to heaven. Some of it might get burned up in the fire. Last night I got home, went to turn in my driveway, and I looked over Brother Jim, Sister Stephanie's house, and the whole roof was on fire. I said, "Woo! Ain't nobody got time for that." Oh, no, that's a whole other video. Y'all have to be old to know that one. I said, "What in the world?" I got out, I looked, and I realized, oh, no, thank goodness, that's not the house. That's the neighbor's right behind them tree. So I took off and drove around there, and they must have been having a big bonfire because they had a big fire at the bottom, and it went up, and the whole tree was on fire. So I had to call 911. I called 911, and I said, "Has anybody reported a fire?" And they said, "No." I said, "Well, I want to report one. My neighbor's tree's on fire." Well, here comes the fire department, and Jim said they were out there long, couple of hours. And anyway, I looked out there this morning. Guess what? No fire. And no tree. So you know what? It's amazing. What can stand big and beautiful and strong in one moment? The fire took it down. I don't want that to be my life. I don't want that to be your life. I want you to build on a firm foundation. Build gold, silver, precious stones that's going to last for eternity. We'll talk about that next week. We talk about walls. We're going to put up some walls next week. But first of all, how's your foundation? Today, if you say, "Pastor, I'm kind of standing off at the side. I'm watching people stand firm in their faith. I'm watching people as they declare Jesus as Lord. But I have never, I've read about it, heard about it, sang about it. But today, I need to step up on that firm foundation of Jesus Christ and declare Him as Lord and Savior. I want to make sure my foundation is firm. My eternity is secure. I want to make sure if I die, I'm going to heaven. When we get there, I'll let Him worry about all the rewards. I just want to get there." Well, only one way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." So let's check our foundation. Dear Heavenly Father, today, thank you. Lord, there is no other foundation. Every other foundation is sinking sand. It'll break, it'll crack, it'll wash away. But you have laid a foundation of salvation by Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world, he sent his son. His son died, rose again, and he is coming back to receive us. And Lord, we want to be standing on a solid foundation. Not my works, not what I've done, not my accomplishments, not my gifts and talents, not my money. Nothing is a firm foundation except Jesus Christ. So today, I check, what am I standing on? Am I trusting in my own ways, my own strength, or have I put my trust fully in Jesus Christ? If you can't with a surety say, yes, I'm standing on the firm foundation of Jesus, I'm going to invite you today to stand upon that foundation.